In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, we come today to a Sunday of preparation for Lent that brings us to two things. One, we heard in St. Paul's epistle to the Corinthians concerning food. Today is known as Meat Fair Sunday. It's the last day we will eat meat before Pascha. And why is it that we do this? Because we enter the regimen of fasting gradually rather than all at once. We begin simply by fasting from meat. And we fast at all because our Lord commanded us to fast. He himself fasted not only from meat and cheese, he fasted from all food for 40 days when he was in the desert, experiencing the temptation from the devil. And so we, in our small way, take up this ascesis, this discipline of fasting, so that by what we do with our body, we affect our spirit. We imprint our spirit, instead of desiring so many things, to desire instead Christ. Instead of seeking the pleasures of the world, to seek He who is truth and beauty and righteousness, Christ. That's the first point for today. Secondly, from the gospel, we get the other name for this Sunday, the Sunday of the Last Judgment. It is the only time in the four gospels that we hear Jesus say what the Last Judgment will be. And it's interesting to hear, because it's all about the service to Him in others. That the righteous are found righteous because they visited the sick and the imprisoned, because they gave food to the hungry and drink to the thirsty and clothing to the naked, and they did not know it was Christ they were serving. But the second group, why do they ask the question, when did we not serve you, Lord? Because they had just heard Jesus tell the righteous how it was they served him in the least of his brethren. Who are the least? Do we only serve those who deserve help? Visit those who haven't made themselves sick by abusing their bodies? Do we only visit those who are in prison who are innocent? Do we only give food and drink to those who haven't lost their living through alcohol or gambling? Do we only give clothing to those who experience some misfortune rather than a self-inflicted misfortune? These are the least ones. The ones whom the world might not care about. The ones who may have lost their house because they gambled their money away. Or ruined their health through smoke or drink. Who wind up naked, homeless, even imprisoned, and deservedly so because they've committed a crime. And yet these are the least of Christ's brethren, the ones the world considers cast-offs, that will not want to look at them and feel they're getting what they deserve. Brothers and sisters, if Christ gave us what we deserved for the smallest of our sins, we would be suffering. We would be with those on his left hand. For every child that's hungry, everyone who suffers injustice, we all bear some responsibility. It's not simply someone else's, because we're responsible for everyone, before everyone, for everything. We take everything onto ourselves, as Christ our Savior did, taking up the sin of the world on his shoulders. Not those who deserve to be saved, because none do, but everyone, every sinner, from the beginning of the age to the end, when he will come again. We then must look to see with his eyes, because he looks at us, each one of us. He looks at the person who is in prison for a crime, who is hungry or thirsty through their own fault, who's ruined their health by what they've done. And he sees in them the image of himself, something priceless, someone he desires to save, to bring to him. This is how we must see, beloved. Not with earthly eyes, but with the eyes of Christ. The eyes of Christ. To see all of our brothers and sisters in need. And not make judgments about them, but help them. To take the money that we save from not eating meat for these next 50 days and use that in our almsgiving in Lent, because that has been the tradition from the beginning in the church. What we save in money by our fasting, we give to those who are in need. And in giving to those who are in need, we give to Christ. One of the saints of Alexandria in Egypt, a bishop, Saint John, is known as the Merciful. In other languages, he's called the almoner, the almsgiver. He always visited the sick. He gave help to those who were in need. And there's one particular story about his life. His life is worth reading. His feast day is November 12th. As he was going to visit the sick with some of his deacons, there appeared a beggar, and he told one of the deacons, "Give him 6 silver coins." And the beggar took the coins, changed his clothes, ran on ahead, and met the bishop again. And St. John told his deacons, "Give him 6 silver coins." And the beggar did the exact same thing. He went, changed his clothes, ran on ahead because he knew which way St. John was going, and he sat there begging. And his servants were, "Go away. Leave him alone." And St. John said, "Give him 12 silver coins, because it may be Christ trying to test me."